The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon. Nahshon became the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah became the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliud. Eliud became the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
So, students, I have a question for you. Who is the father of Zerubbabel? Okay, so I'm actually not going to focus on this gospel today, but I was amazed how attentive you all remained that entire time. That's great. It's one of the hardest gospels to listen to, but it's actually so important that we understand that our Lord Jesus Christ is a descendant of Abraham, who was to be a father for all the nations, and a descendant of David, because he would become a king like David was, the King of Kings. So, but we're not going to focus on that today. Students, a few years ago, some of you might recall that one of your moms, actually the mother of three of you, contacted me on Christmas Day, early in the morning, and she said, Father, I have to share something with you. She said, Father, you asked all of us to ask our Lord Jesus Christ what gift he wanted to give us on his birthday. She said, Father, I prayed and prayed the last couple of weeks, and nothing came to me. So I said, Lord, I leave it in your hands. You are the giver of all gifts. And so whatever you want to give to me, just let me know when I receive it so that I can be thankful to you for it. She said, Father, the gift came this morning. She said, if you remember, a few months ago, my mom died. She said, Father, my mom, she was not just my mom. She was my best friend. She said she was my confidant. Whenever anything would happen in my life, she was the first person that I would call. These last few months have been the saddest time of my entire life. And as Christmas approached, I thought, how am I going to get through this day? How am I going to be able to be there for my kids when I'm mourning still the loss of my own mom? She said, Father, this morning, my mom came to me in my dream. And she said, but I don't even think it was a dream. It was so real. It was so vivid. And she said, "My mom was more beautiful than I'd ever seen her before. And she was not the age that she died at. She was younger. She was in the prime of her life. And she was so radiantly beautiful and incredibly joyful. And she, our Lord allowed her to come to me and simply embrace me. And in that moment, it was like she just took all my sorrow away. She said, I'm so joyful now. I know where my mom is and I can move forward in my life." That's the gift that our Lord wanted to give me on this day. To let me know that my mom is with Him, and so I should be rejoicing for her. 2 years ago, another mom, and actually I shouldn't say how many of you she's a mother of, because then people would know who she is. Another mom contacts me after Christmas, during the Christmas season. She said, "Father, you know, you asked us to pray, what does Jesus want to give to us? But also, what are we to give to Him on His birthday? He's the one that we are celebrating Him." And so, Father, I went to prayer and I asked, "Okay, Lord, what do you want from me?" And He said to me, I knew, "I want your heart. On my birthday, I want you to give your heart to me." And she said, "Father," when He said that to me, I was a little worried. She said, "I put so many walls up around my heart because I don't want anybody to ever hurt me." And so she said, I keep my heart protected. I don't want it to be vulnerable. And so I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? And she said it was really interesting because the days leading up to Christmas, all of a sudden I would have these experiences in prayer where it was like our Blessed Mother was coming to me. And as soon as she said that, I knew why Our Lady was coming to her. Because Our Lady is the one, above all in the history of the world, who gave her heart most perfectly to God. And so I knew that Our Lady was coming to her to help her to give her heart to Jesus. And she said, so I had these experiences with Our Lady. She said, well, one night during the Christmas season, I came into the church and I was kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament. And she said, "Father, you know how we have the statue of Our Lady right to the side of the tabernacle?" She said, as I'm kneeling before Lord, all these thoughts come to me, these fears, these worries, this sadness, this anxiety. And I looked at Our Lady and I said, "Mary, I know that that's not me. Will you take this from me so I can spend some time with your son?" And so I just said to Mary, "Mary, I leave it all in your hands. I surrender it to you." And she said, and then I turned back to our Lord. And all of a sudden, when I got rid of all that stuff that's not me, it was like God could show me who I really am. And as I turned back to the tabernacle and I looked directly at our Lord, these words erupted within me. And she said, I think it was the Holy Spirit, because I would have never said these words. I looked at the tabernacle and I said, "I am the daughter of a king. I'm the daughter of a king." And in that moment I knew that if I was God's daughter, I was worthy to give my heart to His son. And I was able to give Him that Christmas gift. Students, it's your last day before break. And it's going to be a festive day. But as you head out, I just want you to remember that the reason we celebrate is because Jesus Christ came and we remember His birth. And so we ought to give Him a gift this Christmas, every Christmas. And also ask Him, "Lord, what do you want to give to me in return? Because you are the one who is perfectly generous."